The New Hampshire Department of Education is collecting new backpacks for students whose families may need some help this year getting those back-to-school essentials. It's the seventh year the department has run a school backpack drive, and Diana Fenton, who oversees it, says in the current economic climate, some families are likely to need assistance who haven't in the past. She notes that backpacks collected are sent to school nurses, who then distribute them to students in need.
We didn't want anyone to have to stand in line or justify need or fill out a form or be made to feel bad about their circumstances in any way. The idea is, if you need a new backpack, if you need a little extra help this year, contact the Department of Education or contact your school nurse.
According to the latest Census Bureau household poll survey, more than 35% of Granite Staters reported having trouble paying for usual household expenses. That's up from just over a quarter at the beginning of the year. Fenton says school nurses have a unique knowledge of what their student body is facing.
Some of the school nurses, they will keep them throughout the year because kids wear through them, and so they will kind of reinitiate handing out backpacks in January when kids come back to school after the holidays.
The drive will run through August 12th, but it's not the only opportunity to help New Hampshire kids with back-to-school supplies. The Boys and Girls Club of New Hampshire, for instance, is partnering with other groups for a Pack-a-Pack campaign, where donors are encouraged to give a backpack containing school supplies such as pencils, colored pencils, erasers, sharpeners, student scissors, glue sticks, notebooks, rulers, pens, and folders. I'm Lee Bulkey, reporting. Find our 8 Trust Indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.